Thank you, folks. We are happy to be back in the great state of California. We've been here about 6 hours or so, and it feels great. Water tastes like cherry wine. It's great. Love this place. I'm going to take a minute and just introduce all the guys in the band to you. Is there anybody out there who's never seen us before? If you have never seen us before, raise your hands, would you? Great big gobs of you. Never seen us before. That's refreshing. I'm glad about that. So all of this is going to be, we tell all the old jokes, it's going to be great. with a banjo, diligently tuning because he's a perfectionist, and that's one of the many reasons why he's the president of not only this music, but this music throughout the land. Nothing personal, Todd. Dr. Banjo, he's been to college more than the rest of the guys in the band combined. He's the father of the Niwot sound and continues to be an innovator with a banjo, which is tough after all these years. Please give him a big hand, Dr. Banjo himself, Peter Wernick. With the mandolin and singing the lead vocal, he's going to play some fiddle later on, from Wheeling, West Virginia. He's a good skier, good cook. He's the only guy in the band who has one of his songs on the new Garth Brooks record. Good songwriter. Now lives in Nashville, Tennessee. Please give a big hand to Tim O'Brien on the mandolin, fiddle, lead vocal. He's also the only guy in the band with an ear infection who likes to hop up and down on one foot. More on that later. With the guitar from Austin, Texas. That's when he woke up. The bluegrass mystery, the man trapped in a world he didn't make. He's the only guy in the band who has a book out about how to play the guitar just like him. Which no one knew was possible. We're not sure it's a good thing, Charles, but it's happening. Please give a big hand to the fellow who has sort of run the gauntlet in the last year. Happy to have him with us, Mr. Charles Sutel.
They must like you, Charles.
Either that or they're really, really polite. Now I'm going to introduce the man who's doing all the talking here. This guy does a lot of talking on a syndicated radio program by the name of E-Town. And if you want to find out about that program, you can ask him. It's a good program, I guarantee it. And besides that, he's been to prep school, that's important. And he's born in Beirut, Lebanon. That's a little unusual for a bluegrass guy. He has played the Grand Ole Opry. He has been bitten by a weasel. And unlike us, anybody on the stage, or even anybody in this room this year, he has a Grammy nomination. Yes, sir. He produced a record for Kate McKenzie. It's nominated for a Grammy. We're proud of him. Let's make him welcome. This is Mr. Nick Forster.
And mixing the sound, we're happy. This is a big reunion for us. This is actually the 20th year of Hot Rise, and we're happy we could be reunited with our longtime sound man, Mr. Frank Edmondson's back there helping us out. And Frank, if you could turn the monitors up just a little bit, that would be great. All right, we've got time for about one more song. Charles on a new song of his, instrumental by the name of The Butcher's Dog, and I think you know what it's about.
Hector Brown, he lives on a farm. Cliff Harbor all his life, until he had to slow down when his heart broke down and he went under a surgeon's knife. The four kids that he raised, they all lived so far from home. Since his wife died last December, Hector's all. Just like you. Ethel Klein, she lives in the city, and her landlord lives out of town. When the cold wind blows, it chills her. Her back aches. She never goes nowhere. Scarcely anybody even knows she's there. And if you don't think that woman could be alone and blue,
let me tell you, my friend,
she's just like you. Too long ago, you were only 21. But time moves only one way, and you won't always be young. If you don't think when you get old, you could be alone and blue, let me tell you, my friend, you got some thinking to do. Just like you. And if you don't think an old man could be alone and blue,
let me tell you, my friend,
he's just like you.
So those of you who've seen Hot Rise before, which is still also a great big bunch of you, know that we're going to do some songs, we're going to play some bluegrass music, and then it's actually kind of a nice, kind of a relaxing evening for us. We come out, play a few songs, go back to the dressing room, hang out for a little while, take a nice long break, let the other band, Trailblazers, come out, play some of their stuff, the Red Knuckles and his band, some of the cowboy music that people around here seem to enjoy, and then after a nice long break, we come out and we play a little more bluegrass and take a little break. Trailblazers come out a little more for relieve us, you know, because we've been doing this a long time and we need our rest. And then at the end, we come back at the very end to sort of save the show, kind of get everything back on track before it's too late. So that's kind of the game plan. There'll be a little intermission between the first and second set. Anyway, so we're going to play some more bluegrass. We've got a few more songs before we let the Trailblazers come out. This is one I made up, sad, bluesy song that I made up while I was house-sitting for Charles. So it tells you something about his home, I think. It's called The Shadows in My Room. Thank you.
place. I feel your spell. They were always here, but I never felt shut up in my room. Well, I hear a voice softly call. Listen, but it's gone. Send the feelings I'm calling you mine and mine alone. I think I'm gone away from here. Leave this house and all my past. Someone new, and I might lose your shut up.
Charles, if somebody were to get your book, could they learn how to play just like that?
What? Does it say what to eat?
It says what to eat in there. That's the important stuff. Kind
of there's a...
Don't eat anything blue.
Where like Charles has a bunch of different rules that include... Charles has had a lot of rules. He's an orderly guy. And one of the rules is don't ever turn anything all the way up. And another rule is don't ever eat anything blue. Well, we can ponder that before we reveal another little tidbit about Charles's life. I do want to mention that Charles has a couple things out there on the concession table. One is the How to Play Guitar Like Charles Sautel. And it's a mighty tome. You can check it out. There's also a bluegrass cookbook that features some recipes, and I think both... Is Tim, you have something there, too?
Tim has something there, and so does Pete.
Tim and Pete and Charles, the only real bluegrass guys in this band, have recipes in there.
There's a recipe for Tony Rice in there.
There's a recipe for Tony Rice in the book, apparently. Anyway, and among the other many fine items, most of which, of course, have Dr. Banjo's picture on them, there are a couple of new Tim O'Brien records. One is Red on Blonde, and the other one is... We're going to do the lead-off track to his latest record, and this is one we learned yesterday. So, here it comes. There's one called Kick Me When I'm Down.
Oh, yeah. Hey, one, and two, and a one.
Well, I had to leave her. An old friend to kick me when I'm down. Seems you got the story on the rumor mill. down. Well, I figured that I knew well enough was enough. I went back to her place to pick up all my stuff. I was slipping in the back door, heard you bouncing in the bed. I forgot about my toothbrush and I went for my gun instead. There's a picture in the paper, invitation in the mail. I couldn't make your wedding, I couldn't go with my bail. I got your honeymoon postcard, jail I brought it around. It's just like an old friend, kick me when I'm down. Kick me when I'm down, down level with the ground. Spread it all around, all over this town. Everybody I know, nothing but a clown.
We're going to do a little song. Lots of people still wonder about how we got the name Hot Rise, and the real answer is that Dr. Banjo is an organized guy. As I mentioned before, he has been to college more than the rest of us combined. He knew how to type and had a typewriter when the band was first starting. Did an excellent job of writing things down, set lists, and this, we just found a little type set list recently. He's taking notes as we speak. And he used to always carry this little funny pouch on his belt that had a pencil and his keys and a little pad of paper and stuff, and we used to tease him about it because he just looked really dorky. And we'd go through the airports and he'd have to take it off and, you know, go through the metal detector, and it looked kind of like a holster, and it was this weird thing. But that is how he remembered one night driving along in his car. He said, you know, Hot Rise, that'd be an interesting name for a band, because of the connection, of course, with the famous sponsor of Flatt & Scruggs. How am I... You want to share that with the rest of the... Come on, Pete, share that with the rest of the class. You know, it's about time, actually, you know, seriously, I wonder if it wouldn't be a good boost for bluegrass music if there was a small scandal surrounding bluegrass as president. You know, I mean, think of the publicity. Come on, Pete, let's see what it says.
I have nothing further to say on this matter.
All right. Well, anyway, here's the song, and it talks about...
Todd, did you get that? That's how you talk under duress. That's what you do.
It talks about bitter biscuits, cakes, and pies with Martha White's self-rising flour with Hot Rod.
Now you big light.
Uh-huh.
With Martha White.
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, goodness gracious, good light, Martha White.
Martha White.
Oh, you big. Cakes and pies with Martha White's Hill Fries and Flour.
Then one all purpose flour.
Martha White's Hill Fries and Flour. It's got Hot Rise.
That one all-purpose flour.
Mother White's Hill Fries and Flour. It's got Hot Rise.
Well, I'm going to try to play the fiddle for you now, and this is a song that comes from Bill Monroe and further back even than him. You're a nice, polite crowd, folks, I want to say. It's really wonderful. As you know, the banjo uses the capo, which means that we have to turn it up and down and then adjust it every few seconds. So now we're ready again.
So we're going to do one more song, let Red and the Trailblazers come out, and then we'll take a little break. And this is a song, it was actually cool when we found this typewritten Dr. Banjo set list. Had all the songs arranged by keys, nicely, very legible. And we went through this thing yesterday, and we found a bunch of songs that we'd certainly forgotten about, and this is one we haven't played in a long time. I think when we came out here to play, first time we met Todd Phillips, we got to play in a bunch of funny places, like we played up at, what is it called? Mike Phelan was there. Raspberries, is that the name of the place? Strawberries? Raspberries? Not Strawberry Festival. No, no, no. I think it was called Raspberries up in Sonora, in the little town of Sonora, a little club. See, it was before your time, maybe. Back in the good old days. But this is a song we certainly would have played on that first trip. It's one that Pete made up. It's a fun instrumental, and here it is. It's called Hucklin' the Berries.
Here comes the part of the show that some of the people have been waiting for. Actually, last night at the Boulder Theater. Boulder is a very traditional town, as a lot of you know, and a lot of people just fled for the exits when these guys came along. Because they're so modern, you know, they have the electrophonic instruments. But as you can probably see, if you look around the stage, these are not the modern kind of nouveau electrophonic instruments. They're the old kind, the kinder, gentler sort. I don't know if the guys who play them are exactly the kinder, gentler sort, but they're with us, and we're stuck with them, I guess. We thought it was a great idea when we first discovered them. We were driving through the little border town of... and we stopped at a place called the Eat Cafe. That's right. I almost forgot. And they were there learning songs off the old jukebox. And it's the kind of jukebox that just didn't have anything by people named... no Garths. Zero Garths. Lots of Merles. Lots of Merles and a lefty or two and... Hanks, lots of Hanks all over the place. And that's the kind of music they, well, I was going to say they grew up with, but they, I don't know if they actually have ever exactly grown up. They've gotten older. And actually don't get to see them play ever. It's really kind of a shame. I have some of their records, actually, but I'm usually backstage, you know, have a lot of things to do back there. Have to call Todd Phillips to talk about, you know, presidential things, you know. So I'm so busy, I don't get a chance to see them, but I understand they're kind of entertaining, and they do play that old kind of music, if you like that sort of thing. It's like they say in the Bluegrass Unlimited reviews, this is a great record, this is exactly what you want if this is the kind of thing you like. They're so polite in that magazine, it's great. They're just a great cheering section for all of us, and we appreciate them. Pete Kuykendall just turned 60, and we're proud of him. Al Knoth has been on the radio 28 years in your ears. We're proud of him. Let's hear it for Al. All right, and a lot of good radio people here tonight, I have to say. This is a great, great radio area, this part of the country. I don't know if they're ready yet. One thing that's often said about them, you know, California is probably where a lot of this kind of person, the yuppie, lives. It stands for Young Urban Professionals. And this is the exact opposite of these guys who are old rural amateurs. Hey, you guys almost ready? All right. It's about time. All right. Let's make them welcome all the way from Wyoming, Montana, Red Knuckles and the Trailblazers. Yeah.
Appreciate you. Thank you so much. Mighty fine. Mighty fine and a great big howdy. Thank you so much. Really know. Thank you. All right, folks. How you doing out there? All right, you doing okay? Mighty fine. Mighty fine. I'm Red Knuckles.
And we're the Trailblazers!
Hey, Waldo, you're a little late tonight. Waldo, how's it going? You're a little late tonight.
Sorry, Red, I was busy.
All right, folks, I'm Red Knuckles, and they're the Trailblazers. Here for your listening and dancing pleasure for the next 12 and a half or 13 minutes, depending on how long it takes Hot Rise to relax, as you know. They get really tired of singing so high, so silly how high they sing, and playing so fast with the twangy-wangy, this kind of scrapey kind of stuff that they do. Anyway, here's a song about Waldo, because he's always late with your kisses. Won't you come to my arms, sweet darling? Your kisses. Oh, why do you wanna do me this way? Well, how long do you think that I can wait when you know you're always late, always late with your kisses? Thank you.
Why do you wanna do me this way? She had burned the building down, but I know my baby loves me in her own peculiar way. I know my baby loves me in her own peculiar way. All right, folks, on your right, playing guitar tonight, wearing the fringe on his guitar. Welcome wherever you are, Mr. Wendell Mercantile. Wendell. She took a course in cooking to fill my heart with glee, till I detected poison in a cake she baked for me. But I know my baby loves me in her own peculiar way. I know my baby loves me in her own peculiar way. To catch a picture show, she said, I'll see you later. And that was about 20 years ago. But you know, I know my baby loves me.
I know my baby loves me
in her own peculiar way. Oh, yes, I know my baby loves me in her own peculiar way.
That was Mr. Red Knuckles performing I Know My Baby Loves Me.
Oh, really? No, no, please, thank you.
Way.
Thank you, no, please, thank you so much.
And now here's Mighty Red fun. With another number.
Thank you, Waldo. We appreciate that, and it's great to have you out here, and even if you're late. Is that a steel guitar, Waldo, or?
No, I bought it, Red.
Oh, okay.
Sometimes you know, they refer to me as the late, great Waldo Otto.
You know,
hey, come again, young man.
You know, a lot of people come up and they say, has Waldo got some sort of metal block or something? And maybe you could explain
absolutely,
that.
Absolutely. There it is, the metal block. You have to have a metal block to play this instrument, and I do. Watch this.
That's an example of his magnetism.
I don't like being around Slade very much anymore.
Folks, you met Wendell Mercantile in Waldo Auto, but back on the base of, actually he spells it B-A-S-E, a fellow that we don't know a lot about. After all these years, we've never seen him eat or sleep. No photograph of him has ever been successfully developed. He was born just out of wedlock, Montana. He grew up in filth, and now lives in silt, Montana. He was raised by coyotes, and actually one of his family won the best of breed at the state fair last year. We've never seen him eat or sleep. No photograph of him has ever been successfully developed. And did I say that? Oh.
No, Red, no photograph of him has ever been successfully developed, as far as I am aware, at this time.
Well,
Wendell, do you have
forgive me if I repeat myself.
You know, I'm not sure anything.
Forgive me if I repeat myself. Anyway,
it's all right. It's all right. It's
please
all
right. Make well, please make him welcome. Welcome, Slade. A new song by Slade entitled Millennia. Okay.
Hey, Wendell.
Ooh, that's heavy.
Can you tune my guitar for me? There you go. Thank you very much. Well, Wendell Mercantile. Anyway, we're going to, I'd like to say that, give him a hand because he wants it. We're not going to pay him any extra, but he can have a hand. We'd like to say that we're recording tonight's show for a live album, but we're not. And, but we're going to actually feature a song that was, put out on a record by us several years ago when we were in France.
It's out,
it was out in French, now it's out in English. And came out on the CD. They used to ask if we had any CDs, and we'd point to the records and say, CDs? But anyway, this is one called The Roughneck Blues from that new album.
From the new album.
Ten days out and 4 days in, and then I'm out 10 days again. 4 days ain't enough to lose. Eat low down roughneck blues. Quit, but I don't know how. I guess my blood is crude all now. I guess I'm never gonna lose these low-down roughneck blues. On that midnight, off at noon, my 4 days off don't come too soon. I make good money, spend it all, and I go on a ball. 10 days out, 4 days in, and then I'm out 10 days again. 4 days ain't enough to lose these low-down. But he knows just as well as me, 4 days here I'll be. I'd like to quit, I don't know how. I guess my blood is crude all now. I guess I'm never gonna lose these low-down roughneck blues. All at midnight, off at noon, the party's off, don't come too soon. I make good money, spend it all, and I go on a ball. 10 days out and 4 days in, and then I'm out 10 days
Mr. Red Knuckles and all the Trailblazers performing the Roughneck Blues, honey.
Thank you, folks. I want to remind you, of course, Hot Rides is brought to you by Martha White Flower. We're brought to you by another fine Martha White product, and I'm talking about Trailblazer dog food. Trailblazer. That's right, Trailblazer dog food. It comes in a giant sack, and you can carry it around on the Hot Rise bus if you want, because that's what we do. And we're getting real hungry every once in a while, just like the dogs do, and we can reach in that sack and have some good fiber. And makes its own gravy, ladies and gentlemen. Trailblazer dog food, good for your dogs and pups. Trailblazer. All right.
Tell them about the Trailblazer trail mix.
Oh, that's right. It's it's really good for the winter weather. I know football season's over, but it's really good for outdoor sports. So you can bring it to
snowshoeing.
Snowshoeing's really good. Just take equal parts peanuts, M&Ms, and styrofoam packing pieces, and Trailblazer dog food, and makes a nice high fiber snack. Just stick some in your pocket there and reach in and grab a mouthful. And boy, I'll tell you, you don't feel like eating for a good while after that.
Mobile gravy on there.
What anyway. Happens when you pour 7-Up on it, Red?
Makes a real good bubble gravy, Waldo.
I knew you'd say that. Some of the people here probably knew that, too. How many people have a birthday sometime this year?
I did.
Hey! Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, everybody. Happy birthday to you. Just wanted to fit that in there while Red was...
Are you interested in a career in politics still, Waldo? There might be room pretty soon. You never know.
They're dropping like flies, Wendell. Picked a serious guy like myself.
Now, I bet if somebody spent $30 million trying to find trouble with you, they'd find some, too, though.
Well, I sold a donut or two that I felt a little sorry about afterwards.
Yeah, see what I mean? Right there, it's a health risk.
Well, that's not the reason. I just...
You needed to clear
them
out.
It was just pitiful to see them trying to chew a 2 or 3 year old donut from my store.
Yeah, well, that's...
Somebody broke his tooth. But other than that, I'm clean as a whistle. Well, a certain type of whistle. Back to you, Red.
Thank you, Waldo. We're going to do one by request. It's a sing-along if you know the words, anyway, it is. And the words are, Oh Mona. And that's also the name of the song. And we'll take a break, pause for the cause, 15 or 20, come back and play it plenty. Stick and stay, don't you dare go away. I'm Red Knuckles.
And we're the Trailblazers.
All right. One, two, three. Thank you.
on. Oh, Mona, turkey plant sipping up on the melon vine. Oh, Mona, the goose chews tobacco when the duck's drinking wine. Oh, Mona, Mona, you shall be free. Hallelujah, Lord.
Hallelujah, Lord.
Oh, Mona, you shall be free when the good Lord sets you free. Rise bus. Oh, Mona, and some folks say they look a lot like us. Oh, Mona, but we play music in a Western style. Oh, Mona, we got Slade with a Wada Wada and a Burger Dye. Oh, Mona, Mona, you shall be free. Hallelujah, hallelujah, Mona, you shall be free when the good Lord sets you free.
Mona. Thank you, folks. That's the way it goes so far, and we'll see you in just a bit. Thank you.
Mr. Red Knuckles and all the Trailblazers.
Short for me to worry over you. And I'm leaving, and I'm leaving, and I'm
life's too short for me to worry over you.
Thank you, folks.
First went to sea, since I sailed from old Ireland and home. But those hills lush green were a part of my dream when I dreamed of my Colleen alone. On the day I returned to my sorrow, I learned that the angels had called her away to a grave on a hill overlooking the mill. That's the place where sleeping today. As the south breezes blow through the meadow, I go past the mill with the moss covered stone. Up the pathway I climb through the woods and the vines to be with my calling alone. Each day as I sailed far away, there was no one but me that she loved. And I remember those eyes so blue as the skies, and her heart was as pure as the dove. As the soft breezes blow through the meadow, I go past the mill with the moss-covered stone. Up the pathway I climb through the woods and the vines, with my calling below. All the years of my life I will not take a wife. I will live in this valley alone, planting flowers around in the soft, gentle ground that is holding my calling alone. As the soft breezes blow through the meadow, I go past the mill with the moss-covered stone. Up the pathway I climb through the woods and the vines to be with my calling alone. Up the pathway I climb through the woods and the vines to be with my calling alone.
Thank you, folks. Here's one that's written by a guy that really influenced a lot of people in bluegrass, and he was influenced by a lot of people in bluegrass, named Bob Dylan. It's from a record called Red on Blonde. I did a whole record of this of his songs by myself and the O'Boys, actually, and a lot of people said that they thought Bob Dylan had broken up. But here's one called The Wicked Messenger. One, two, one, two. Thank you.
the burning.
There's a guy here tonight who we haven't seen in a long time, and he's kind of a mysterious character. His name is Duck Baker. He's a fingerstyle guitar player, and he's back in and back and forth from the Bay Area. And years ago, he came to see us play, and we were all impressed by his style and his worldliness. He'd been to Italy and stuff like that. And we played a song, and he came up afterwards. He said, "You practice that once, it'll be the best thing you do." And that's haunted us for 20 years. I don't know. We've been practicing all of them, but anyway.
We practiced one other one, but I can't remember what that one is.
Here's one we definitely have practiced.
Oh, yeah. You're not done yet?
Want me to play it the whole song too?
Okay. And we got a few requests, and one of them was to play this next song.
Away the tears.
Here's a song. You guys are lucky. I've been hearing people talk about how fortunate they feel to be within range of all kinds of great radio. And I know that there's, you're never exactly, there's all kinds of great radio, bluegrass music and similar soulful, real music on the radio in this part of the country. And so that's what this next song is about. We've been really lucky to play on the radio since we first started. And it's one about playing music and basically dressing up in cowboy clothes and drinking liquor in a barn and stuff like that. So it's kind of a happy song.
Well, I got me a hat and an old guitar, and I made a down payment on a second-hand car. I got me a job on the radio, I'm saving up money for a fiddle and a boat.
Do the radio boogie all over the dial, with a solid kick and a red-eyed lick, and it's Tennessee style. Early in the morning when the sun come up, pour from the jug, take a little sip. Do the radio boogie all over the dial. It's solid kick and red-eyed lick, and it's Tennessee style.
Radio.
Do the radio boogie
all over the dial.
With a solid kick and red-eyed lick, and it's Tennessee style. Radio boogie
all over the dial.
Solid kick and a red-eyed lick, and it's Tennessee style. Radio boogie
all over the dial.
Solid kick and a red-eyed lick, and it's Tennessee style.
Cousin Al, Dallas Dobro. Many more, Tom. Radio. There's a great songwriter, another kind of character that we bumped into kind of early on when we first started going back to Tim's hometown of Wheeling, West Virginia. We got to play on the WWVA Jamboree with Freddie Hart. Yeah.
What's his big hit? See if anybody remembers.
What's his big hit? Easy Lovin'. That's right. Freddie Hart, that was really kind of an amazing thing for us to play on each Jamboree. They have a little show after the big radio show upstairs where it's also a live broadcast from a little club at the same building. And it's a bar, and we got to play, and it's still this big broadcast. And it was our first time in that part of the world. And we go to play our first song, and Tim breaks his string. Charles steps up to the mic, breaks his string. Pete steps up, breaks his string. National radio broadcast. Fun. So it was the first electric bass solo in bluegrass history. It took place right then, I think. Anyway, that's when we met this guy. He's a great songwriter. His name is J.D. Hutchison. He wrote this one Charles is going to sing for you called Ain't I Been Good to You.
We're going to do one more, and then the Trailblazers, you know, we tried to keep them from coming back out, but they said that they really, really, really had to come out again, so that's fine with us, really. It's just less work we have to do. Anyway, I'll send this out to Mike Phelan, who heard this song. We pulled into Raspberries. Pulled into out of our funky old bus, and started the sound check with this song, and he thought that was pretty cool. And I don't know why, but we'll try to make it sound something like that again. Okay. This is called Empty Pocket Blues.
Thank you. Tim O'Brien on the fiddle in B.
Empty Pocket Blues, that's a good one. Well, how'd you like the Trailblazers in the first set? Is that all right? People, I was back there for a little while on the break, and people were handing me these stickers that say, I'm a knucklehead. They were just handing them to me with a pen. What would you do if somebody did that? I was thinking of writing the same thing I wrote on my hand before. No, just kidding. Anyway, I don't know what to say. Can I? Anybody have any suggestions for what I should say right now? I can't remember anymore. What was that? Well, thank you. Yeah, it was 20 years ago today. Actually, it was a little more than 20 years ago, but I don't know. In all seriousness, it's pretty amazing to think that I thought, let's get a bluegrass band with Tim singing lead, and then it'll have to sound good. We'll just put it together and see if we could last maybe a few months or something like that. And we just kept getting gigs, and finally we called it off after a while, but we just can't stop. So we start up again every once in a while, and then we stop, and then we start, and then we stop. And it's really fun. It's really good getting back with the guys. And Frank, it's great having Frank with us. And it's the old crew. I mean, we used to sleep in the same bus, and it was fun. Actually, the Trailblazers would come along, of course, and kind of ruin everything. But they were good about changing the socks on the floor of the bus. That was an important thing that they always contributed. Are they ready? Help me. One of them is ready. I'll let him come out and try to figure out what to say and what to do. I have some appointments backstage. I have to sort of redecorate the backstage area. All right. Here they are, all the way from Wyoming, Montana. Once again, please welcome Red Knuckles and the Trailblazers.
Really? No, please. No, please. No, please. Thank you so much. Montana, folks. We learned it from the jukebox at the Eat Cafe, right down the street from Waldo Discount Donuts in Wyoming, Montana.
Test. Is this on? Check.
All right. We can do a song from the Singing Brakeman. Is this working? It's called the California Blues. I got the California blues, and I'm surely gonna leave you here. I got the California blues, and I'm surely gonna leave you here. I'm at a razor blade. Sleep out every night. Yeah, I'm going to California where they sleep out every night. You know them New York women, they don't know how to treat it right. Yeah.
just like cherry wine. Yeah, the water in California tastes just like cherry wine. You just jump in the water, they stay tight all the time. Oh, catches fire and ain't no water around.
Red safety tips. Listen closely.
If your house catches fire and say there's no water around, just push my suitcase out your window. Let your fool ass burn on down. Ooh. I got the California blues and I'm sure they're gonna leave you here. California blues, I'm sure they're gonna leave you here. I might ride the pines, well I ain't got no railroad fare. Yodelay, yodelay, I yodelay.
Mr. Red Knuckles performing live in California, the California Blues. In person, Mr. Red Knuckles, there he is over there in the blue hat.
Hey, Slade. I got a question for you. Is Slade your first name or your last name?
I think it's narrowed down to the one or the other.
All right, well, now we know that answer to that question, I guess. All right, we're going to do another song from our new record.
Ray, what's that thing?
I'm not sure. I think it's something that Slade brought from the Derby gas station. You know, he works at the Derby gas station. He gets his room and board over there, just a room with a board in it. But maybe it's something new for there, left over from some car or something, I don't know. What's the special deal that he has over there? I can't forget what it is.
Oil analysis.
I can't remember. You know, folks, we're getting old and we can't remember all our routines. We're going to do a song called
Make
Cadillac.
Make up some new ones.
There's one called Cadillac and Model A. A one, a two. You know what to do now. Model A, I'm on the Cadillac to town in my Model A. Gonna ride down that old main street while the four cylinders are setting that beat. The people will look and I'll hear them say, listen to the Cadillac and Model A. Now listen to the Cadillac and Model A. Thank you. to the Cadillac and model it. I listen to the Cadillac and model it.
Is Mr. Red Knuckles performing a song from the new album. It's actually an old album, but it's a new CD. And now, ladies and gentlemen, here's Wendell to tell us about
the
special
thank
offer,
you, Waldo.
offer.
Oh, such a nice build-up.
Don't mess it up now, Wendell. I've got them ready for you.
Film me build-up. Thank you, folks. I want to take just a minute of your time and tell you about something all the Trailblazers are awful proud of. It's a little special offer that is not available anywhere that we know of at this time. It's a little thing entitled Red Remembers the 60s in his own special way. Oh, yes. It's a compilation, which is a pretty good word. Comes with all kinds of different numbers from the 1960s done by Red and all the Blazers, such as ourselves. You never know what kind of songs are going to show up on a thing like this. All the music from the 60s in one handy little package. You get songs like, who could ever forget one like this, the Black Paint.
I see a red door and I want it painted black. No colors anymore, I want them all painted black.
What about that favorite, If a Six Was a Nine?
If a six, it turned out to be a nine. Honey, I don't mind. Honey, I don't mind. Hey, all those hippies cut off all the hair. I don't really care.
Oh, and what about that favorite, Light the Fire?
Know that I would be untrue. If I was to say to you, girl, we couldn't get much higher, go ahead and light on the fire.
Oh, that's right. You'll get these and many more classic numbers of the 1960s on the Western Revival, Red and all the Blazers, such as ourselves. Who could ever forget? Leave that alone. Who could ever get such a favorite as... Thank you, Red. I appreciate that. Who could ever forget such a favorite as this old favorite number right here entitled The Wild Thing?
Wild thing, make my heart sing. You make everything groovy. Wild thing, you move me. I wanna know for sure.
Wild thing, I think you move me.
Thank you, Waldo. That's right, you'll get these and many more classics from the 1960s, and if you order soon, you get a special bonus.
But I wanna know for sure. Bring that donut over here. Let's have a big bite. Of the donut, of course.
Oh, man. Okay. What I was trying to say, you are kind of a wild thing, Waldo, now you think about it.
I remember my 60s.
You know, it's nice being around here because, you know, Waldo, much of the 60s actually took place right in this part of the country, too.
Right.
Yeah. If you order soon, you get a special bonus. A little 45 comes with it. Includes two more classic numbers in the 1960s, done the Western style, but written all the Blazers. It's about that size. Maybe includes two more songs. And such as this one, who could ever forget a favorite like this one? The favorite, first there is a mountain.
Oh, yeah.
First there is a mountain, then there ain't no mountain, and then there is. First there is a mountain, then there ain't no mountain, and there is.
About geology, right?
They had a wild lyric back then, I don't know.
What were they thinking? they maybe they weren't thinking all that much, they were having a good time anyway.
They were just enjoying themselves, Waldo.
How about the cake in the park?
That's a good one.
That's a good one.
You know, that we don't know much about what these songs are about, but I do know this, that Red sings a lyric as wild as it is, nice and clear. You can understand each and every word, at least the words he's saying, not what they mean when you put them all together. But
And of course, they're easy to learn because they're all in the same key and they all have the same chords too, so you can learn all these songs. Like this one, the old Cake in the Park.
Someone left the cake out in the rain, and I don't think that I can make it, because it took so long to bake it, and I'll never find that recipe again.
And last but not least, that classic country tune called Go Head On, Ask Al.
One pill makes you taller, and the other pill makes you small. The one that mama gives you, it don't do anything at all. Go head on and ask Alice when she's 10 feet tall.
That's Red Remembers the 60s, box 17 in Wyoming, Montana. The last 68 weeks for delivery. Thank you.
All right, folks. Hot Rise was kind of threatening us backstage, so we got time for just one more. We're going to feature Wendell Mercantile on the Piles of Styles guitar. He's the only guy we know has a fringe on his guitar. He's got his name on it, too. He's an apprentice septician up in Wyoming, Montana. And he also digs gold. And
He's got a book called
Piles of Styles. It's 15 pages. That's right. It's 15 pages. A picture of Wendell on almost every page.
You know, one thing about Wendell's book that I really think is good that I didn't notice in the Hot Rise Fellows book, you know, the basics. How do you hold a guitar? You know, and there's a picture right on one of the earlier pages. Here's Wendell. How to hold a guitar. He's holding it. You hold it like Wendell. That's it. And the pick. Also, that's another thing they don't even mention. Like, how do you play it? You use a pick. I'm sorry, I know the publisher, of course, of the other book is here in the audience, but it's good to work out these deficiencies early on so it can be a good product. Like Wendell's book.
Wendell plays all the styles. Comedy, takeoff, western, and he's going to do them all in this next song. And we appreciate it very much. And Hot Rod's going to come out and make just humor them, okay? They think
now,
they're
Red.
The stars and everything, okay? All right,
can
here we go.
Play now?
Yeah, well, I'm ready. Are you ready?
I stay ready.
Okay, well, then here
all
goes.
The way up, all the time.
Jay.
Perkins House, folks, and I'm Red Knuckles, and they're the Trailblazers.
We're the Trailblazers.
That's Slade and Waldo Otto. Wendell Mercantile in the takeoff style. Thank you so much. Please. Really, no, please. Please. Thank you. Wendell Mercantile. Thank you all. They do okay for you, Red Knuckles and the Trailblazers, okay?
Thank you, friends. We now return you to your normal, very old-fashioned, twangy little program.
Thank you, Wendell Mercantile.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
I guess it broke or something, huh, Wendell? Too bad. Music fans or something.
ruins it for me.
It goes all the way.
That was Wendell who did that.
Said that one is really obnoxious.
This bass has got this kind of.
I think they're all obnoxious.
I think he's the one that bootlegged the record too.
We own that, don't we?
We own it.
This, my bass has this like oil or something on it. Anyway, here's a song written by a great songwriter who passed away in the last year or so. Her name's Ola Bell Reed, and this is a song called High on a Mountaintop.
Just as far as I can see, and as my memory returned, oh, how my heart did yearn for you in the days it used to be. High on a mountaintop, standing all alone, wondering where the years of my life have flown.
Thank you, folks. We're going to do one more song, then say goodnight. Thanks for coming out to see us. We're doing just a very few shows in this little trip. We played in Boulder in our hometown last night, and then we're playing up tomorrow, I think, up near Grass Valley, and then heading back towards home anyway. Thank you so much for coming out to see us. It's always been a pleasure to come out of this part of the country. Thank you, really. Got a bunch of friends around here. Nice to see them. It's also great for us to see a local bluegrass organization that's doing so well, keeping people together, putting on events. So give yourselves a big hand. Really, the Redwood Bluegrass Society is doing great, if that's in fact what they're called. I can't remember, but you did the job. You got the word out. There's some great shows coming up. We're going to feature Pete Wernick on the banjo on this last one, and we'll see you next time. Here's one called Shady Grove.
Oh, wait. And also, before we go, I want to thank one last time our sound man and road manager, Mr. Frank Edmondson, back there.
Thank you, Frank.
It's never clean.
That'll say something. Here we go.
No?
Oh, no.
Really, it was a tune right in between the last time you played it and just then.
We'll go with this.
Don't forget to keep an eye out for Pete Wernick's new band, The Live Five. They get to play up in Strawberry every now and then. Wacky, wild new music. Tim travels around with his band, The Oh Boys, in his various configurations. Charles has got a new band called The Whippets. And he also has a new band called Mighty Squirrel, which, if you know the words to Molly and Ten Brooks, will make perfect sense. And I have a band, too, but they only play on the radio, and it's on a show that you can't get out here for some reason. But you can check with your local radio stations to see if they can pick up E10. They can hear what I'm up to, too. Anyway, thank you, folks. Again, thank you so much for being such a great crowd. We've got another song for you here. And I don't know what it is. Seasoned professionals that we are.
Bearing the message unto Jesus, their King of glory. When you are burdened down with troubles and care, my brother, ring on and on, for God will answer your prayer. Burdened down with troubles and care, my brother, ring on and on, for God will answer your prayer. Thank you.
burden is heavy, my way has grown weary. Church with benches all worn. How dear to my heart, how precious the moment we stood shaking hands and singing a song. In my home beyond that dark river, your sweet face is no more I will see. Shaking hands and singing a song. We stood shaking hands.